All right, we'll get to the people.
Yes, later on, we're going to get to some Tiger stuff. Nothing earth-shattering, but Connor Stallion spiral, David's upset. I totally get it. I would not want to hear from Stallions anymore from a Michigan fan, but it just doesn't stop. And I think he only hurts your case. And again, the COI is going to drop the punishment in the next X amount of days or weeks, not months or years. It's cringeworthy. So I just want to know what you guys think about hearing from him, because online, he's a hero.
Yeah.
In real life, when you talk to callers, people, they hate this guy.
And the fact that it seems like every time he opens his mouth, Mike, his story changes. And it's a new version. It's a different twist. And it went from, I don't know what you're talking about. It went from, I was the lone wolf, the lone guy. Just blame it all. Like, Michigan had their chance to just take. He was willing to take all the blame. No? Okay. What about this story? Like I said, I don't care. I can't remember if I was on CMU sideline, but you can remember all of these different plays? Really? Are you smart or not? Oh, no, I'm smarter than Sonny Dykes. I mean, yeah, he beat me, but it's only because of this. Like, I knew the plays. He just beat me because we turned the ball over.
What is your reaction to hearing from Stallions again? You do what you want with it. Our man Bishop's going to bat lead off today. Bish, nice to hear from you again.
Michael, how are you, my friend? Brother Super. Rico, 06, my friend.
What's happening, Bishop? I'm going to leave you and Mike alone.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to turn my mic off.
Stop.
This is you and
this
Mike.
This is a peaceful summit with Bishop.
It is. It is. And I'll tell you why it's peaceful, because, Michael, I was really hoping you would lead with, you know, why Tommy Canley is so bad, or, you know, the sweep, or, you know, any of that. You could have even talked about the quarterback room at Michigan being unsteady, but you lead with this. So now I'm bound by law to talk about it, and I'll tell you in two words, nobody cares anymore, especially Michigan fans like us. It is something that we enjoyed at the time, much like Alabama or Georgia that had some sort of decided advantage in winning multiple championships. There's a thing, whatever that thing may be, that's going to help you to get over the top. For us, let's say it was Connor Stallions. For them, maybe it was a giant bag of Southern money for, like, everybody on the team. Which, I will add, I think drove many of these country coaches out of football because they no longer had that exclusivity, and now everybody has the bag. But I digress. All I want to say, Mike, is no one really cares about it. I think right now we're going to get what we're going to get. But I have to close this, Mike, with a question. It just seems like, man, for 20-some-odd years that I've been talking to you, man, you just want to get that pound of flesh from Michigan. So I ask you, What will make you happy?
You're not going to like my answer.
What? Well, wait a second. And before, I'm going to give you the second part of this.
Yeah.
What will make you happy, and what will make you leave it alone?
Like, you don't have to let go of things that are inherently wrong. Now, the nobody cares thing, I disagree with. I think you have to ask teams that were affected. Now, your guy was on our sideline. That's something that's just beyond the beyond. I don't think you have to let go of anything. What's going to happen to you? I have no faith in the NCAA. So I don't care. I've never been heavily invested in it. I've gotten what I've wanted out of this, Bishop, in that you don't get to claim that you're some integrity champion.
Okay? Leaders and best.
Yeah, you're just as dirty as the rest, and that's cool. You know what I want, though? I'd like to be at a radio station where it's not left up to me, where everybody just does their damn job.
Okay, I'll take it.
No,
I get what you're saying.
No, that's what I want.
Right, yeah.
Because what happens is, by everyone else turning a blind eye to an actual story, then it gets labeled as Sparty Radio. Well, flip the script. The other 8 hours of the day are Wolverine Radio with the play-by-play team on the air. So what's that? So, Bishop, I'm not being evasive. Nothing that happens to your program really matters. Mine can't get off the floor. You have been proven to be cheaters, and that's all I cared about because you cheated. But the rest, it's just I get tired of this place being able to just selectively pick what we're going to talk about. No, the news is the news. Just like Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't convenient.
Right here. But nothing. I know, like you said, you go through. Mike, it still amazes me that I've yet to read the expose on the whole Ward Manuel rent-a-car to Xavier Simpson.
Remarkable.
it happened. It happened right there. As ridiculous as the story was, it was laughed off. And I'm like, and nothing.
Nothing. Dude, I remember the day that the ex-color analyst on the broadcast turned play-by-play analyst went on an unhinged radio interview attacking the character of sexual assault victims. No one talked about it. Nope, good old Sparty Radio had to.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It seems like news when a guy basically goes on air, sounds like Donald Sterling, and goes one step short of saying he's got AIDS.
Right. Well, you found out, well, who's a real son and who's not a real son?
He does drugs. And he drinks.
He's a fake son. Like, he's a real son.
Okay, well, none of that matters if you were raped by your doctor. Just throwing that out there. So, Bishop, I know that's long-winded, and I do apologize, and I hope you're still with me. What I want is just a level of honesty. Just call a spade, what I've done for 20 years, even when it's inconvenient, even when it's my team's. I'd like the other side to actually do that. That's all. The penalties or whatever. I don't have any faith the NCAA would do anything real anyways. Now, do I think it's something? Yeah, because if it was nothing, this would have been resolved. But, I mean, who are we kidding here? It's not going to be 1987 SMU, so what does it matter? We're going to play the games. But that's... I'm sorry. I know that was long-winded, but I really wanted to answer Bishop's question, and nicely.
No,
I think I was nice. We'll get to more of the phone calls. I know we got to get some football in. We can continue. And yes, we will get to the Tigers. But guys, I would ask you, what's changed?
4-game losing streak, Mike.
It doesn't matter. They looked a little bit checked out this weekend. No big deal.
A little bit.
Okay, 11.5-game lead in the division.
They were already at their tee time.